Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Oh, if the weather continues like this, it's the most beautiful September in Denver, Colorado, and welcome to Call to Freedom. I hope it's the same at your place. I hope you can look up into the beautiful sky today and praise God and thank Him for what He has given to you. Oh, the Lord is so comforting to know He will never turn away from you. In every minute, His hand is at work with you and in you, designing what is best for your life. And I'm so grateful for that, because as I pray for you, as Kimberly and I pray for you, we desire God's very best for you. And so many times, Kimberly, people's faces come to mind, their names. Yes. Now, some people I've never met, but their names come to my heart. Mm-hmm. And so I just get them in prayer.
We just sent out the newsletter this week, and I love seeing every name on those newsletters and being able to speak those names out loud and whisper prayers over everyone. It's one of my favorite things to do with you when I'm here.
Oh, I'm so glad. And we're going to have more coming out. And also, if you would like a power pack scripture cards, we have the new acrylic binder. And you can either go to the website, freedomstreet.org, in the resources page, and you can order from there. Or you can send $15 to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And the power pack and the cassette case are $10, and they're good for gifts. They really are. They're small enough that you can just stick them in stockings at Christmas time, give them around the table at Thanksgiving, just have them there. In fact, at Thanksgiving, you can take the spiral cards, flip them over to what Holy Spirit is doing in their lives. The last part of the power pack are for the wonderful things that Holy Spirit is doing in your life. So it's not just only meeting your needs and helping you in hopelessness or anger, those kind of things. But in the latter part, it's building you up because you're a born-again believer. Oh, I hope that you are today. If you don't know that you know that you're going to heaven someday, but here Jesus is your Savior and Lord, I ask, Lord, right now, and you can pray with me. Father God,
Father God,
I am backslidden, and I don't know what to do. I have gone backwards in my life. And I ask you, Father God, to forgive me. I repent of my sins. And I pray, Father God, that you will come into my heart and show me your love and your faithfulness, Father. I confess my sin before you, and I know that you will give me a brand new heart. Give me a new start. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Oh, I thank you.
And amen.
Amen. And even if you stumble over your prayer a little like I just did, God hears you. He truly does. He says, I am the Lord your God, and I will teach you all you need to know. You do not have to be perfect. I believe,
right,
Kimberly, sometimes in this world that we see all the Photoshop and everything going on to make everybody look perfect when we watch television or anything. Even photos can be so improved that we think it has to be perfect.
All the filters and the CGI and everything that's out there now, it all looks so perfect. And then we start craving the perfection instead of just wanting to be who God made us to be.
That's right. even if we can't find the words, God will give you the words. Praise the Lord. And that's my memory verse. That's our memory verse here this week. Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. The Message translation is so beautiful. It says, come close. Listen carefully. I've never kept secrets from you. God does not keep something back from telling you. He loves to reveal everything to you, my friend. I've always been present with you, and now the Master God sends me, and this is Isaiah saying, and his Spirit with this message, I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go. Oh, love that. He's going to show you what to do and where to go. Mm-hmm. He's done that for you, Kimberly, and he's done that for me.
Yes. Over and over.
Over and over. That's right. Oh, praise the Lord. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I boldly confess that I go to the Father when I need wisdom from above. He has the answers to all my problems and issues, and he's standing before me ready to help. God is on my side. Say that with me. God is on my side. Let's do it again. God is on my side. He is waiting for me to come into his presence so he can give me the wisdom I need to confront and overcome every situation I am facing right now. And Kimberly, we have some things we need to confront before you go back to Broken Arrow. But he is going to help us
yes.
get some of these things taken care of.
We're running the race. There's just a few more hurdles. We're almost there.
Amen. And so Rick Renner goes on to say, God wants me to succeed, and his wisdom is what I need to achieve what is in my heart. So rather than try to figure it all out on my own, I run to the Father and ask him for wisdom. And he is swift to give me the wisdom I need. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And I think of that scripture in Philippians 2, verse 13, Kimberly, that God is at work in us, both to will and to work for his good pleasure
mm-hmm.
in us.
Yeah, and it's not just his good pleasure. It's our best pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
His good is the best of the best, the cream of the crop. And
that's
when
right.
we finally agree with that and decide that his plan and the way that he is guiding us and taking us, the direction that he's taking us, mm-hmm. when we agree with that, we have more peace, more joy. It's so exciting. You know, I didn't know that I would be here 4 weeks. I'm in my fourth week here. And I could be frustrated, but I'm not, because I trust his guidance. If he had wanted me to get all this done faster, mm-hmm. it would have been done by now, because mm-hmm. he would have led me to do that. And so keeping that good opinion with him, I have so much peace and so much joy. I just woke up ready to celebrate the day.
Oh, that's great. And we appreciate all the wisdom that you've had in these last 4 weeks. Kimberly, you have a wisdom that far surpasses your age. And I really appreciate that.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, okay. God really gets the glory.
Yes, he does.
He really
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to go into some chapters today and tomorrow describing the prophetic words that Isaiah had to write down about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is all throughout Isaiah, but here specifically from Isaiah 48 to Isaiah 53, I mean, it is talking about his cruel punishment. It's talking about how he had to become human in order to realize what we go through. That's a huge task.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and how he needed to actually be in our place to be our Messiah, to be in our place as a servant, the servant of the Lord, come into the flesh and be here so that he could make a way and show us how to live in a weak human body. And it is. This body is weak. The eyes mm-hmm. are weak. The mm-hmm. ears don't hear mm-hmm. as well as they need to. The brain does not always compute and make connections like
That's
it
right.
needs to.
That's right.
And Jesus came not to show us how to perfect all those things, but to show us how to lean on him, how to lean on the Lord, and call him into our every moment of every day and enjoy relationship with him.
Yes, amen. You have your passion in front of you. And would you read Isaiah 48? We'll go from the sixth verse and just talk about it when we find some time
sure.
that we can do that.
Yes. Okay. Starting in verse 6 of Isaiah 48, you have heard what I foretold and have seen it all unfold. So admit that it happened and I was right. From now on, I will tell you about new things never seen before, hidden things, well-guarded secrets you know nothing about. I do believe that this is talking about Jesus, the coming of Jesus. That was a well-guarded secret.
Yes, it was. Also, there are things now, like I was just talking to you on the way here, that there are some things that I can read through and practically apply myself to. But then when it's getting into the technical that you've been doing in the last two or three days with some of the technicians from Xfinity, I am dumb and dumber. So we ask God to apply his knowledge and his wisdom, even to the point of bringing someone into our mm-hmm. lives that has that wisdom. And he will do that, Kimberly. He's quick to do that. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a brand new thing.
Yeah.
He knew this technology would be here. He yes. absolutely did. But he's bringing us people who also know.
Yes. The hidden things are yes. becoming known.
That's right.
So good. Verse 7, they are created now, brand new today, not long ago. You've never heard of them before now, so you cannot say, oh, I already knew about that. You have never heard nor understood. Your ear had not been opened before, though I knew that you would fight against me as a rebel from birth. Mm. I was reading that in the Message translation. That was verse 8, mm-hmm. and it says, you've never been good listeners to me. You have a history of ignoring me, a sorry track record of fickle attachments. You're rebels from the womb. And we were just discussing how that kind of sounds harsh. You know, that's wow, that's not a lot of good things to say about us.
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah. And instead of looking at it as harsh, you know, that's again, that's an opinion. You might read that. You've never been good listeners to me. You have a history of ignoring me. A sorry track record of fickle attachments. You're rebels from the womb. Mm-hmm. You can read that and take it as a slam. You know, like you've just been insulted.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also look at this as a father who just knows you. He created you to be not a good listener. He
That's
created
right.
you to be a rebel from the womb. He created it this way for a reason and a purpose.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the mornings when he wants to wake you up at 4 o'clock and talk to you. You go and take another sedative or something to get you back to sleep because you think you need more sleep.
Mm.
Well, when God wants to talk to you, you don't need more sleep. He's going to give you the energy to do that day what you need to do. Or you can go when he wakes you up and says, I want you to go to my word. I have something to tell you. You say, oh no, I got to go to the refrigerator. I've got to go brew some coffee. I've got to go see what's on the news. That's the fickleness that we live by mm-hmm. in the natural world here.
Yeah. And so really that's our tendency to rebel. And mm-hmm. so we're rebels from the womb. And we're the ones who want to catch those. We were talking about catching little foxes. We want to
yes.
catch those attitudes and catch those thoughts and be aware that, oh, I might have an opinion here, like my opinion of how much sleep I need
mm-hmm.
or my opinion of what I need first thing in the morning.
Yes.
My opinion, I think that needs to change.
That's
and
right.
take that opinion before the Lord and let it change so that you can be filled with his peace and his joy. Which, by the way, if you don't have his peace and his joy, it is miraculous. This is some miraculous stuff that flows through my veins.
And, yes.
And I want that for each and every mm-hmm. one of you who are listening. It's
yes.
amazing to be filled with him, with his joy and his peace every day.
Amen. Oh, wow, this is so good. Thank you, Lord, for Isaiah. Verse 9 of Isaiah 48, Kimberly.
Yet for the sake of my great name and for my glory, I held back my anger and was patient with you, so I did not whittle you down to nothing.
The Message here says, out of the sheer goodness of my heart, and I put a capital M there, because of who I am, I keep a tight rein on my anger and hold my temper. I don't wash my hands of you.
Mm.
Now, we think of God. Wow. Does he have anger? Yes, he does. He experiences every emotion that we experience, he has experienced.
Well, we're made in his image.
That's right. We
are.
So
he created us with emotions because he has them.
So if he uses self-control for his anger, knowing that people are going to be saved because he's holding tight that rein, then we need to hold tight that rein of self-control and some of the emotions that would spew out of us.
That's right. Yes. We have need of endurance. We need to not let go of patience and continue in patience and kindness, not let it go and just decide that we're going to fly off the handle and rage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue in patience. And that's part of what comes along with his joy and peace. He doesn't expect us to come up with patience all on our own.
No.
He wants to fill us with his supernatural patience, which is beautiful and amazing.
It is.
Yes. Verse 10, see, I have purified you in the furnace of adversity, but not like silver. I have refined you in the fire. For my own sake alone, I will do it. So my name will not be dishonored. I will not yield my glory to another.
And in the message, it says, I'm not playing second fiddle to either gods or people. As I looked into Matthew Henry, I realized that Matthew Henry says, I will deliver my people because I will not suffer my glory to be given to another. That is so important to know that God's name, his name is above every name, and he is jealous for the honor of his own name, the honor of his own name.
That's right. So
grateful for Matthew Henry.
Mm-hmm.
His volume is just huge. It's like a 20-pound book that I take off the shelf. But he knew that back in the 1700s and 1800s. What I'm just learning today, Kimberly, that he says, I will deliver my people because I will not suffer my glory to be given to another. I am jealous for the honor of my own name.
Hmm.
His name is higher than any other.
Yes, it is. I like how the Passion footnote also talks about God not wanting to leave us in a trial or leave us in a fire of adversity for too long. His kindness, his patience, his mercy just wants that for only a little amount of time. He promises to deliver, and that deliverance, that rescue is as sure as his name. It's as sure as his identity. There's not one of us has a name or an identity that is as sure as God's.
That's right.
So when he makes a promise on his own name and his own identity, it is for certain going to happen. His rescue is happening. It's in the midst of happening. You know, we can look at it ahead of time. I was listening to someone who had written a song about God coming through. And he wrote the song that God has done it. Mm-hmm. But he wrote the song before it was even done. His wife was still in the hospital. His child was still dying. And he said, it is done. And he was writing.
Yes.
You know, being able to know for sure that God has finished what he wants
That's
to accomplish.
Right.
And we can be so certain of that because his name is so certain.
That's right. Jesus did not say it is finished in the Garden of Gethsemane after he rose from the dead. He said it on the cross when he was going through cruel punishment and torture. He said, it is finished. It is done.
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
Not after the resurrection.
That's right.
It was while he was still hanging there.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we want to learn from him. The confidence that he had, even in the midst of being abused.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we?
12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, O Jacob, Israel, whom I have called. See, okay, he's making a reference to Jacob here. What I love about that is Jacob definitely was a rebel from birth. You know, he was grabbing on to his brother's ankle and he wanted a different way. He was ready to have a different way. God loved Jacob so much.
He loves those people that want to go on and explore new things.
Yeah.
Not be a homebody. Just go out and risk it. Oh, yeah. He loves that.
And Jacob was definitely a wrestler, right? He wrestled God. So he's the God wrestler. God doesn't mind that at it all. Oh, listen to me. I am the one and only, the first and the last. With my mighty hand, I laid the foundation of the earth, and with the span of my right hand, I spread out the cosmos. And when I speak to them, they both stand at attention.
Mm.
I love remembering that this is Jesus.
Yes.
The one who came in a flesh body here is the same one who laid the foundation of the earth. With the span of his right hand, he spread out the cosmos. Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, all of you gather around and listen. Which of the gods has foretold these things? I, Yahweh, love this man, and he will carry out my purpose against Babylon. He will be my arm of might against the Babylonians.
Yes, and that was Cyrus, who was a brutal king, and yet there was a heart in him that was drawn to the Jewish people when they were in captivity, and he was the one that released finances for them to go back and build Jerusalem, and yet somebody had to bring down Babylon, mm-hmm. and God chose Cyrus and the Persians to come and wipe out Babylon. And sometimes we think, oh, we're so oppressed by all of the things that are happening in the United States. Will there be any rescue, Lord? Will you rescue us from this? God always has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
He always has a plan to bring victory.
Yes.
And so I am keeping a good attitude about this, Kimberly, that God is going to take us through, and it's going to be greater than it's ever been before. The best is yet to be.
Right. Yes. You're giving a translation of this verse in a literal way. And that's so good, because we want to be reminded of what happened in history. Mm-hmm. Literally, it was King Cyrus that the Lord loved, and he used that king to carry out his purpose against Babylon. Babylon now and in Revelation is a metaphorical term. We don't have a city named Babylon
right.
that we can
that's
point
right.
to on a map and literally talk about it.
But we do have oppressive enemy is coming against us.
Right. So the world system and the way the world does things can be that Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
We can also look at this verse as meaning Jesus. I love this man. He will carry out my purpose against the world, against Babylon. He
yes.
will carry out my purpose and my arm of might against the Babylonians. I am the one. Yes, I am the one who called him by name before he was born. I have led him forward on a prosperous, successful path. And we are joint heirs with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are brothers and sisters with him. And so we are on that same prosperous, successful path
yes.
with him.
Yes. And that was our verse for this week, Isaiah 48:17. The Holy One of Israel says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. And so Isaiah is taking that out, not only meaning for Israel, but as you said, Kimberly, there's a reality there of what happened in history. But there's also the teaching that we need today, that God is going to guide us and lead us to success and prosperity in every area of our lives.
Mm. And it's because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
We can trust that he's bringing us through, just like he brought his people through thousands of years ago.
That's right. In the next few chapters, and Kimberly and I don't have a whole lot of time today, in the next few chapters for tomorrow, we're going to see the emergence of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus, in his creation, and the absolute culmination of his assignment, the cross. And here in Isaiah 49:1-6, you see a description of Jesus' birth and his calling of the New Testament. He says, listen to me, all you distant lands. Pay attention, you who are far away. The Lord called me from before my birth, before Jesus was in Mary's womb. He had been called from within the womb. He called me by name. And we see that in Isaiah 9:6, that he's called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In verse 2 of Isaiah 49, it says, he made my words of judgment as sharp as a sword. And it's Jesus who has that two-edged sword in his mouth that will defeat the enemy. We also, when we speak the word,
that's
we
right.
have that two-edged sword in our mouths.
That's right. Hebrews 4 tells us about that. Yes.
That's right. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hand. God took care of Jesus every minute of every day while he was here on earth. And he's continuing on his right hand to do that. I am like a sharp arrow in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant. You will bring me glory.
Mm.
Jesus brought him glory.
Yes.
Absolute glory. And God's people, when they're in the Word of God, they bring him glory every
That's
day
right.
by blessing. Even the we were talking about people that are obnoxious and people, you know, in traffic, we bless them. Jesus said to bless those that persecute you, bless your enemies.
Right.
And we haven't taken that up
as
believers.
And I want that because I know that I can be a rebel too. I can be that rebellious one that is obnoxious. And I need people blessing me, you know?
Yes.
I need that too. Mm-hmm. So being able to turn and bless others and know that I will be able to reap what I have sown. I'm sowing good seed and I want to reap that. It's going to catch on. It'll be contagious. It'll
yes.
be like a domino effect and people will start catching on. So speak good things as you're out there in your car driving today. Speak good things over the people around you. It really does have a powerful effect.
Yes. We think of the scripture in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, that he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. We think those in the terms of money. We think that if we sow the seed of offering, which is good, it's good. I'm not saying don't give. Give money. It's good. But more than that, the seeds that we can sow are exactly what you were talking about, Kimberly. Kindness, goodness,
yeah.
patience with those owners or those restaurant people that don't bring your dish right away.
That's right.
Oh,
be generous and kind yeah. with your words, the words of your mouth. Yes. And
yes.
sow good words, because then that will come back to you.
Yes, with a harvest of righteousness. Oh, this has been so good. It has blessed my heart to know that God had this all planned and we are part of his magnificent plan, Kimberly.
Yes, we are. Even in all of our weakness and especially in all of our weakness, that is his plan. That's what we're supposed to be,
yes.
weak so that he can be strong.
Oh, God guide you and lead you and keep you in that path that he has planned for you. May you not be distracted and go to the right or the left, but stay on that firm soil being led by God. God bless you and keep you. And until tomorrow, Kimberly and I say,
take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.